Previously on Dear Earth, I'm Really Sorry.
Thanks for arranging this date, Frankie.
I can't do this. I can't keep pretending that any of this is real.
What do you think a simulated kiss in this place feels like?
Is it just me, or is Ultralife even cooler than it was 6 hours ago?
Frankie's in Ultralife, and every day she's there, she's making it better and better.
If for some reason you wanted to, I can take Ethel's DNA and stick your brain in a cloned Ethel body.
Agnes deserves someone beautiful, someone she can be seen in public with, and an Ethel clone can give her that.
If we want to save the world, we need to keep Frankie's brain right where it is, here, inside Ultralife.
You have to stay in Ultralife.
But I thought you wanted me to get a body so we could be together.
And I do, totally. But for now, you just have to stay put, okay?
But don't you want us to—
Thanks, you're the best! I'll explain it all when I have more time.
They think they're entitled to the keys of the kingdom, but those keys belong to men like me and you. The rich, the privileged, the old.
You and I are not the same. You can't be older than 35.
Try 95. It's the nanobots. Your nanobots. I've been running everything from oil companies to Walmart since you were in diapers.
Where do I sign?
On the seafloor, just off the coast of California, there's been a shift in the course of nature. Dolphins, once the golden retrievers of the aquatic biome, have turned, well, criminal. So, 7 years in San Quentin, in the hole for three, McNeil before that. Was McNeil as tough as they say? You looking to go back? Had enough of the rock stacking and violence? Ready to change your life? Well, of course they're calling you crazy. You've all run amok. The fried fish supply chain has gone all belly up. That's all right. They're calling me crazy too for thinking that I can talk to dolphins. But they haven't taken my show away. Thank God. My wife spends half her time on the couch. My stepdaughter's got problems because her real father's a world-class asshole. And every moment I got, I'm chasing down wildlife like you. But I don't know how to do anything else. And there you have it. We all have problems. But who is responsible? And why is it definitely Amazing Labs?
Hey, I was watching that.
We need to talk. I do not think you should go to Plexicorp in person. It's too dangerous.
We're just going to work group or brain solve or market test. I don't know. Whatever the boss calls figuring out. The dolphin problem. Plus, I don't know. There might be some good stuff to this Ultralife thing. Maybe we should keep an open mind.
Well, if you're going, then I should definitely go with you. I heard they have ping pong there, and all you can drink soda, and a theater where you can play home videos from when you were a baby. I mean, you can play regular movies and stuff there too, but I read the rules and there's nothing against cute videos of little baby Josh.
I have to go alone. Leaders lead by themselves. It's in the tapes.
Well, in my tapes, leaders lead together.
Maybe next time.
Fine. Enjoy the free kombucha.
Hello, boss. Where to?
Plexicorp compound, please.
That is coded as a level 5 area. Potentially dangerous.
It's just an office building. Why is everyone being so dramatic?
You will find an array of fine glassware under your seat.
Thank you, Tony. Chapter 1. It's fine to be drunk at work. Alcohol lubricates the mind. Ooh, wow. Still not used to being a boss. It does have its perks.
Dr. Amazing's cognitive abilities improved by
17%
while under the influence.
And I could use all the help I can get. Cheers, Tony. Oof, my tummy feels kind of sloshy. Ooh, is that a song thrush?
Top of the line soundscape. We pump it through the whole facility for maximum employee comfort and productivity.
Wouldn't it be easier to just have real birds?
Innovative, out of the box. I like it. Welcome to Plexicorp.
It actually does look kind of incredible.
Locally commissioned WOAs, works of art, BOTs, beers on tap, FFAs, forced fun activities, standing, sitting, and swimming desks, and this.
What is it?
It's the stuff.
It's coffee?
Like coffee, but better. It's an energy drink, focus aid, anxiety suppressor, sexuality regulator, happiness approximator, and all-around tasty beverage.
Okay.
Here, this one's for you. Don't mind my employees.
Are they okay?
Of course! Probably just working a double or a triple. Plexicorp's got the hardest working workers in the world. Here, hop in my golf cart. Let me show you around.
I have arrived.
Amazing.
That's what I just said.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. I told you, I'm not working with him. He's probably trying to sabotage us right now.
Nonsense. We're all one happy team. My lab is your lab. For now.
See?
Ms. Green, Dr. Amazing, I think we all need to take a step back and reframe our synergy here for a moment. We all want what's best for our companies and for the world, don't we?
I guess.
Sure, whatever.
I know you came here to discuss the dolphin problem, Agnes, and we will definitely get around to that. But something much bigger than a single species is at stake. To quote that charming flaxen-haired fawn, if everyone would just stay inside, emissions could drop and pollution subside.
You want to get everyone in the world on Ultralife, I know. It's convenient that saving the world just so happens to benefit your company.
It could benefit yours too.
Okay, Ethel, new Ethel, Ethel 2.0, Ethel body for Frankie mind, new bod, who dis? Soonin!
I hadn't heard from you in a while, and at first I enjoyed it, but then it got weird.
Aw, you missed me.
What exactly are you doing here?
Can you keep a secret? From Agnes. Not like a bad secret, more like a surprise.
How about you just tell me, and then I'll decide?
Oh, Soonin, bestie, come on. It's good for friendships to have some things we only tell each other.
I don't know where you heard that.
In Scientific American. All right, in Cosmo. But I really wanted to try it. I'm making a body for Frankie.
But you're not, doing it the usual way.
No, not grave robbing, no. New century, new bodybuilding. I'm creating a clone.
No.
No? I thought you'd love clones. I got permission from the DNA donor.
Your clone is going to start out as a baby, right? Has Frankie agreed to be a baby?
She could hang out with Teddy Bright. But no, come to think of it, she probably wants to be a grown-up woman lady. See, Soonin, this is why we need to talk more.
No.
Be in each other's pockets.
Still no.
I gotta figure this out. Bodies, babies, Bangladesh, no. Babies, bodies, babies, DNA, nanos. Nanos! They turn people into babies, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, we just need them to do the opposite. Couldn't we just run them in reverse?
Switch their inputs and outputs?
Exactly! Be kind, rewind! Instead of making people younger, the nanos could make people older. So we'd start with a baby body for Frankie, but in a few hours, bang, presto, adult, chick, lassie, woman with a Y, ball and chain.
Are you sure you can grow a female body when you're squeamish even talking about it?
For Frankie, I need to, so yes.
And you want to resurrect the nanobots, which, to be clear, almost destroyed the world.
Well, we only need a few. No chance of them going rogue this time, I promise. Please?
Fine. I know you're going to do it anyway, so I might as well supervise.
Yes! To the nanos!
To the nanos.
You still haven't touched your stuff, Agnes.
I'm good.
It's rude not to consume something given to you by your host. Plus, it's delicious. Ah, now you try.
Thanks, but I'm not thirsty.
Oh, be a sport.
Be a team player.
Don't be difficult.
Don't rock the boat.
Don't be a bother.
Don't be a...
All right. Not bad. Kind of tastes like carrots.
Excellent. Now, let's circle back to Ultralife. You understand why it's critical for Frankie to remain on the platform, yes?
Not really. I understand that something about her brain being directly...
Jacked in.
To Ultralife is improving the graphics, but...
It's much more than the graphics, Ms. Green. A week ago, avatars couldn't even touch each other.
And now, you and my creation are sharing disgusting smooches over the dinner table.
Wait, how did you know about that?
Everything that happens on Ultralife is the intellectual property of Plexicorp. You signed the consent forms when you joined the platform.
That's extremely creepy. Maybe this partnership was a bad idea.
Ah, think of the planet, Agnes. Is your privacy really worth killing all those cute little animals?
Think of my company. Sorry, our company. Your company.
We signed an agreement, Agnes. Plexicorp will take on Amazing Lab's debt. Together we'll save the world, and all you need to do is keep Frankie and Ultralife for a little longer.
Well, sounds like the deal of a lifetime when you put it like that.
I don't know if I can convince Frankie. She really wants to get out. She keeps talking about us being together in the real world.
Well, then perhaps she must think you can't be together. Just for now.
But...
Are you really unwilling to have one difficult conversation in exchange for saving your company and the world?
You are the master of your ship, people.
I am a leader who leads.
Explain it to me again.
A Tamagotchi. The little pocket electronic pets from the late 90s. Can't you look it up?
I am a rat.
A computer simulated rat? Don't you have the internet?
Miyakara, I'd rather hear it from you.
Well, at least someone wants to talk to me. Is it just me or have things gotten more personable in here?
Grazie. And you are this Tamagotchi?
Exactly. To Agnes, anyway. I don't have a body. I just hang out here in the digital void waiting for her to have time for me. I'm not really her girlfriend. I'm more like a personalized electronic pet. I mean, if she really...
Loved?
Yeah, like she said. If she really felt that way, she'd be like, get out here in the real world with me so I can touch you and maybe even have sex with you.
In here, we have plenty of sex.
I know.
Even before we could touch each other. And now, oh la la.
But it's not the same. I'm sorry, but it's just not real.
I see. Would you like more wine? Tiramisu?
Yes, please. Might as well pretend.
New user arriving.
Agnes!
Ciao, Bella. It is wonderful to finally see you. Your por amore feels like a Tamagotchi. I'll send over a pizza.
Okay.
Agnes! I thought you had forgotten about me. That was a joke.
So, we need to talk.
I promise I was just joking.
Yeah, of course.
Do you want a glass of wine? Or a garlic knot? They've really improved the recipe. If I didn't know better, I think I could actually taste them.
Frankie, I've been thinking it might be best if you stayed in Ultralife for a little while longer.
Longer? How much longer?
Indefinitely.
What?
The real world has responsibilities and a lot of rules, and the dolphins have been criminalized.
Wait, dolphins are illegal now?
It's safe in here, and there's a low carbon footprint. It's better.
But I don't want to be a brain in a digital jar. I don't want to be a freak for once. I want a beautiful, normal body.
Frankie, you can't keep talking about yourself like that. The best body in the world isn't going to fix how you feel about yourself.
It couldn't hurt, though, right? Why? Why are you looking at me like that? I don't know for sure, because I've never done it before, but it feels a little bit like we're breaking up. Are we breaking up?
Pizza, pizza!
Hi, this is Amy, the creator and producer of this podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Today's episode is brought to you by PlexiCorp. If you've ever thought about an exploitative unpaid internship, PlexiCorp might be for you. We're currently seeking UI developers with 10 plus years of experience, a master's degree, no family or friends, and the ability to move objects with your mind. Our perks include a ping pong table, fresh kombucha on tap, and a fun electrode attached to your neck that shocks you anytime you stop working for more than 15 seconds. To apply for this incredibly prestigious internship, which, again, is unpaid, just send us 36 versions of your resume, the transcripts of every conversation you've had with your therapist, and a 200-page novel about why you're right for this position. Or, if you'd rather support us directly, you can donate at DearEarthPodcast.com or by clicking the link in the show notes.
Oh, it's Agnes. Remember, the clone thing is a secret.
Then don't tell her.
Hey, Agnes, everything's fine and we're not doing anything suspicious, so don't even ask. Oh no. What's wrong? No, you're fine. No, crying is a strong choice in leadership. You sound really upset. You should just come back to the lab. Dyson can wait.
Wait, Dyson?
I'll send Tony to come get you. Just hang in there, okay?
Agnes is at PlexiCorp. In person?
I know. Can you believe she went without me?
We have to go get her. Right now.
I knew it! I told her it was dangerous. Wait, what do you know about it?
I've heard horror stories in my support group.
Support group?
Evil Tech Billionaire Survivors Anonymous.
Oh, sure, ETBSA. Wait, why are you grabbing that?
We can't go into PlexiCorp empty-handed.
Of course. Wait, so we're going to trade the new forward-aging nanos for Agnes?
No, we're going to use them to blast our way through.
Whoa!
Get out of the road! Annie, I thought you were supposed to be an ultralife. Wait, are you weeping?
I don't want to talk about it. Have you seen Dyson?
He's around here somewhere. How about my golf cart? I've named her Bessie.
Why do I keep doing things I know I'll regret?
Whoa, Bessie. Cheer up, Arlo. Rum punch?
Sure. Why not?
So, how's it been dating my creation?
You mean your daughter?
Whatever.
And we broke up. You and Dyson just told me to do it. Do you not remember?
I live in the moment. But listen, Annie. Breakups are natural. You're a boss now. You need to prioritize work over relationships. It's in chapter 23. A strong captain is a lone wolf.
It's not that I don't want to prioritize Frankie. It's just, in her mind, all that matters is that we can be together. But now I have to worry about running a company and saving the world. I'm doing it for her.
Of course you are. The little people never understand.
There she is! Tony, pull over!
What are Josh and Sunan doing here? What are they holding? It looks like a jar hooked up to a spray gun?
Ah, fantastic. Rum punch for everyone. You, employee, fetch us 3 more rum punches.
Take that, zombie cog.
Whoa! They're killing Dyson's employees. We gotta make them stop. Sunan!
Don't come any closer, or I'll shoot.
Stop it! What are you doing?
We're coming to your rescue! We're like Bonnie and Clyde, Laurel and Hardy, Jackie Chan, and Owen Wilson!
Why are you in a golf cart with my dad?
Don't listen to anything she says, Josh. They've given her the stuff.
The stuff?
It's a mind control drink. The stuff makes you do whatever they say.
What, really? That's great news!
It is?
Yes! It means I don't want to break up with Frankie. I just told her that because I'm under their control.
Hooray!
But wait, Dr. Amazing drinks some too.
It's the rum punch. The stuff doesn't work if you're already inebriated. Another excellent reason why good leaders always drink.
But I had champagne on the way over.
That's a relief.
Is it?
We can stand down, Josh. She's not on the stuff.
Great!
But...
Sorry, Agnes. It looks like your little breakup was all you.
Okay. We need to remotely disable the aging nanos we use to kill Dyson's zombie workers. You're sure everything is fine, boss? You didn't do anything against your will?
Agnes?
Hmm?
Maybe you should take a nap. Or watch a nature show. Agnes?
Huh? Yeah?
Are you okay?
Yeah. I miss Frankie.
Say no more!
Whoa!
Where did you come from? Josh, did you?
Ethel?
No, it's Frankie. I'm Frankie. I'm in Ethel's body.
Whoa. What?
Surprise!
Dear Earth, I'm Really Sorry is produced and edited by Amy Thorstenson. That's me! This episode was written by Amy Brown Carver. It stars Phoebe Tai, Jesse Abbott Chin, Kimberly Alexander, J.V. Hampton Van Sant, Matt Young, and John Steins. This episode also features Clinton Roper Elledge, Tony Warner, and Chloe McLeod. Transcripts, as well as a full list of credits, including music and sound effects, can be found at DearEarthPodcast.com.